You ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about setting yourself up for success. Now, you might have noticed that your brain often judges you. And when this happens, it's often not thinking about the criteria in which it's actually judging you by. It's not even taking in consideration, like, do I even want this? Or am I making progress toward this? Or looking at how far you've come or how much you've improved or what you've already been able to achieve. It's really just starting to judge you, because the more that it judges you, the more you probably feel inadequate. And guess what? If you're feeling inadequate, you're probably not going to go after these big goals that you want to achieve. And your brain is like, that's great, because we're afraid of achieving that big goal. So we're going to use this strategy to really keep you from achieving it. So what we want to look at is actually that criteria that your brain is judging you by. Are those things even important to you? Like, are these the things that you're working toward? And if they are the things that you're working toward, we want to look at like setting ourselves up for success. Instead of looking at like, here's the path that we're on, we want to kind of look at like the progress that we're making. Like, here's the steps that I'm taking, instead of I'm like so far away from this goal, or I'm not this person, or I can't do this. It's like, no, today I did something that was very scary and it moved me closer toward my goal. So we're like celebrating that accomplishment. We're celebrating that like progress. We're celebrating the growth instead of just judging ourselves up until we reach the goal. But honestly, it makes it so much harder to reach it because we're judging ourselves along the way. Another way that you can actually set yourself up for success is like imagining you achieving that goal. Because when you're setting yourself up for success, you're like, okay, I'm going to become this person. I'm going to achieve this goal. I'm going to be this person. What does that look like? How do I feel? What do I think? What do I do? Really getting clear is like, okay, this is that person. Because the more that you can see yourself as that person, you're not thinking about judging yourself. You're like, no, I am this person that I want to be. So instead of using that like brain energy to judge yourself, you're actually able to use it to create the person that you want to become, which allows you to get so much closer to that person. Your brain always has a good reason as to why it's not taking action toward your goals. It actually wants to keep you alive, which means it has come up with these strategies to actually make that happen. But unfortunately, those same strategies don't work for changing, creating something new, or achieving your goal. So if you want to learn about the strategies that your brain is actually using right now, then you want to get instant access to this video, because we're going to talk about like, what is your brain naturally wired to do, how it's not really working for you, and how you can actually start to change that and improve it and make progress so that your brain is more wired to help you take action and achieve your goals. Go to successbykayla.com to sign up and get instant access to that video. And then you're also going to be on my email list. So get ready for some really great emails that are going to help you take action toward your goals now.